All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. And of course, I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's that?
And we are going to talk about some things. But first, we have to go ahead and do some housekeeping. So what's the housekeeping this time? Well, we're bringing our Halloween Horror Month to a close. We thank you guys for all your support. So many of you guys love the Vampirella books. I loved reading them. It was a lot of fun. The Vampirella books, the Hellraiser, the Evil Ernie that we did. A lot of good stuff. We watched some absolutely horrifying maggot bait scenes. We watched some pretty fucked up shit and sadistic blood. Man, it was a hell of a fucking horror month. And you guys got to watch Frankenhooker, which I'm seeing a lot of fan art from on Twitter. That's really cool. And you got to watch Zombie Ass, which did real well. I'm glad that's on there. Corpse Party wasn't, it was more of a stinker. But we got something really good this time, so we hope you'll like it. And of course, it's not the last one, because we still got one more movie that we'll be showing you before this is over with. And I'm keeping my lips sealed about that, though I have been talking about it in the past, so you may be able to figure it out. Now, what are we doing next? Well, first of all, and I know there's Clown World music playing, but trust me, it might sound clowny to you, but we'll just roll with me on this. So what we're going to do for November is we're going to have a cool down on the hardcore shit. Just a slight cool down on, like, the maggot baits, and I mean, we're still going to do that stuff, but we're going to have a whole month where we explore classic Aerogame. We're going into the classic games. We're going to be, you know, unless there's any big releases from any companies that I wasn't expecting and have to do a promotion for, we're just going to do a lot of the old school, like Heart de Roommate, Exchange, Horny Bunnies, stuff like that. So if you guys wanted to see those classic Aerogay that Jazz has been lovingly remastering, we've got those for you. The family, I can't remember the name of the family, the Cigara family, stuff like that. We're going to work with those games. Hi. So we're taking a break from the hardcore shit for just a month, okay? And as for the comic books, we're going to resume a lot of our normals. We're going back to Transmetropolitan. We're going back to The Invisibles. You know, Spawn hasn't been done in a while, and I know my YouTube fans love that, so we want to give you more of that. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, we want to go back to. But if you guys liked the Vampirella, which I think there was one guy that's saying he was even offering to give me comics to read from the Vampirella, because he wanted me to do more comics. First of all, I thank you for your offer, but I think I'm covered at least up to the 4th or 5th volume. So we've got quite a few of those to do. And hopefully Groupies, since Groupies is coming back, they have announced their return is coming soon. And they're bringing more bundles. So maybe there'll be more Dynamite bundles and more Vampirella and comics and stuff like that. Because they're still making these. And I don't know what they're at. I don't know what they're looking like. But I'm going to give them a shot. We're going to do, I mean, we'll do those. And some of you might have liked that classic Vampirella because there was a lot of Red Pill in it. Even though those are more horror stories and they're better for this time of the year, you know, some people may want some of those. So it just depends. You guys let me know what you want. I know BitChute doesn't respond, but I know you guys watch. So if it doesn't matter, that's fine. If you don't really care and you're going to check out the content anyway, that's cool. But, so we're continuing with that. Another thing you may have noticed, there's more AVN. They're being called AVN on Itch, even though somebody said, oh, I went to VNDB and they're not calling them, like, one person calls them that. Yeah, because that's Visual Novel Database. They have a bit of a bias when it comes to the 3D rendered games. They like the anime-inspired games. So, basically, AVN is what they call them on Itch, and I really would consider using that term because Itch is where they're primarily sold. That's where people are buying these games, the Itches and the Patreons. By the way, the creator of Leap of Faith had to take down episodes 6 to 8 on Leap of Faith, and he said if you did buy it on itch.io, drop him a line on his Discord, and he'll give you a link to get the whole game. But, because I know you don't want to pay $5 and pay $5 again just to get the game. See, you know, support his Patreon. But if you do like the game as much as I do, and you want to support his Patreon, do it. I'm actually thinking that that game's almost as good. You guys might not, but I'm thinking it's as good as Being a Dick in terms of story so far. For me, anyway. I really like it. So, we're definitely going to go, you know, finish that. And also, you guys really liked How to Fix the Future. That's a new game. Chapter 1 is all that's out. And sometimes I'll do games like that, because you got to understand, some of these games, like, they come out and then they get abandoned. Like, a person finishes a season, or they finish a few chapters and then they leave. But then there's some games that, you know, they're just constantly being developed, so they're not, you know, done yet. Depraved Awakening is another one you guys liked. It's the same creator of City of Broken Dreamers. And the reason why we're not doing Once in a Lifetime is because you guys don't like it. I mean, let's be honest. I've checked every fucking source I've uploaded that game to. It's doing worse than anything else I've uploaded. I mean, people are watching it, but it's not getting the hits that City of Broken Dreamers got. So I'm like, well, if you guys would rather us just play City of Broken Dreamers, we can just play City of Broken Dreamers. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. I like the game. We're already into it.
It was starting to pick up.
So, let's go ahead and go with that one, and you guys let me know what you think. If some people still want us to slide Once in a Lifetime or up there, we'll do it. And Eternum's supposed to be really good, but it just depends. It depends on what you guys want. And I can tell by what you're looking at. You know, if there's like 30 people on one game and there's 140 on another, then I think there's 140 people that are more interested in that game than the other, right? I mean, that's just fucking basic math. So, yeah, we're going to do that. I mean, I look at them view counts all the time, guys. If I see, oh, that one's starting to pick up. Like, oh, man, sometimes they'll really pick up. Like, I'll check a week or 2 weeks or a month later, and some shit really picks up. So if I go and I look and I see, oh, man, look how much they love that game, then I'll do it. Okay. So, yeah, we always try new things out, but you guys are the mediators here. Like, you're the ones that determine what we do. Now, if we're doing a comic that we've been doing for a long time or a series we've been doing for a long time, we're going to continue it, you know. But if we've only done like 2 episodes and it's not doing so well, like with Once in a Lifetime, we can quit it there. But when it comes to, you know, to something big, like if we were doing Being a Dick and it started getting lower numbers, but we were in chapter 7... we'd have to continue into chapter 8 because we've already gone this far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's not what happened. Being a Dick does great. It's actually one of our greatest visual novels that we've done. We thank everybody for the support. And again, please buy it because you can go so many different ways. There's people that have 500 hours in that game.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, do that.
I liked it.
But one thing that I wanted to, like, note, basically, the meaning of all this is I started playing these games late at night, like not just before I go to bed, like after I do the comics and things. I do them as a wind down. So you're going to start seeing more of these pop up, and they do real well. People like them. And I've had like requests for Fetish Locator, which I paid for a couple days ago. So we will be doing some Fetish Locator on here. Not the Pornhub version where you just get the sex scenes. We'll give you the story because we believe that these games have stories and that the stories are important. That's one thing we want to stress. There's a bunch of guys on Pornhub with foreign accents that are giving you the sex, but we're giving
very
you everything.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's not the voice I want to hear when
I'm watching
a sex scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. More. Oh, yes. Do it slowly.
Of course, I was trying to do the Irish. Oh, my God. There was an Irish hooker on Depraved Awakening with the first one. And she's like, it's like, yes, Graham. More. And it started to sound like, I cracked up laughing right in the middle of that. Because I'm like, I'm starting to sound like the fucking Lucky Charms guy. You have to get me Lucky Charms. Oh, man. I kind of do her Irish accent a little bit, but yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, you guys watching this level, you're going to be watching it for a long time because I fucking died like 15 times. This is, by the way, this is Valis 1, the Phantasm Soldier. It's actually coming from Valis Complete, which was a PC... they're not even emulations. These are not ROMs. These are actually PC versions of the PC Engine ports. They're literally programmed for the PC. The issue is that, well, the quality for the Valis games went downhill after this. Like, you notice that she still kind of looks like a hot chick, kind of a bangable pixel girl? Well, wait till you see what they did with the second one. She looks damn near like a fucking ham beast. I'm like, what the fuck? It's really bad. They did that one, and then of course there was the third one, and she doesn't look that much better. She still looks like, I don't know, more like Arnold. And then of course there's that last one. And I'm like, dude, why do they have all these good graphics and everything else in this first game? And then they just totally shit the bed on the other three. It's like, did they run out of money? It's like, I thought Valis was supposed to be like a big series. And now the only good game we got with good graphics. I mean, this looks kind of like Super Nintendo to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
this one does.
Yeah, but the other ones, they looked like, I'm serious.
Definitely Nintendo worse.
The Genesis version of the game looks better. It might not have a good soundtrack and voice acting. They had literal full Japanese voice acting. But it has much better graphical interface than this. And the same thing with the Super Nintendo one. Now, yeah, the Super Nintendo Valis is different than Valis 4. But I'd rather play it because it actually looks like a hot chick. I'm sorry. Like, I'm biased on that. They could have really fucking fixed that and made that look like a woman instead of, I don't know what they were going for. But, yeah. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
It was made too long ago to bitch about it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Way too long ago. So, the one thing I want to talk about, we talked about the guy that married Hatsune Miku and has the doll and everything. We talked about that. And for those of you that, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and post that before this one. So you'll watch that video first and you'll see it. The whole fictosexual video, because he wants fictosexuals to come out of the closet and everything. Which is fine, at least we have something like, okay, Pride Month, we have a new meaning now. But now we're coming out of the closet as fucking waifu lovers. And then pisses the whole damn sandwich off. It's like you give a guy a sandwich, he's so mad, he just takes the sandwich and, like, the gay guy, he takes it and throws it up against the wall. Fuck you then! That's pretty much what we want to do to this whole... And to be fair, we don't have anything against gay, even fucking... I don't have a problem with trans people as long as they don't be like Keffels.
It's not their lifestyle as much as
the attitude, right. Because I don't give a damn who you're fucking. It's just like, I don't like these people that's their whole personality is
you
who
know,
they're fucking.
It used to be gay people would be like, just don't assume I'm a certain way because I'm gay. Now it's like, They assume everyone's evil if they're not gay.
Right, it's getting ridiculous.
I'm not saying all of them.
Extremists
want to go protest.
Yeah.
And make sure people can have abortions like when they can't even birth kids.
Like the Keffels shit and all that, too. That's fucking ridiculous. Keffels, speaking of him, her, whatever you want to fucking call, posted something. It's like, oh, there's so many incels out there because there's all these trans women that are just open and way, like, it's like, no, thank you. Like, I know futanari's a thing, but I'm not into that. Can't do that.
My brother pissed off our cousin from Colorado the other day about saying all abortions should be, or he did, what was, he did a life positive cartoon he posted on his Facebook.
Yeah.
And she reported, like, it's evil that women can't do what they want to with their bodies. And he's like, well, he said, God says to be a messenger. I'm doing my part.
Damn.
He said, you're not very bright.
That's fucking based. That's definitely based.
Anyway, more he talked about it, the madder she got. He's like, you don't even have kids anyway. She said, oh, yeah, we want people that would adopt if they would adopt them, maybe people would be more open to having kids. And he looked it up. The most friendly states for adoption like that are the Republican states. All the Democratic states try to get you not to put a kid up for adoption.
Right.
They're all into the late-term abortions and all
that.
Yeah. But, so that fell apart on her argument. And I don't know. She's, I ain't gonna say nothing bad about family, but she's a nut.
Well, hey, you know, if family does dumb shit, you should call it out. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do, but.
I mean,
it ain't like she's gonna reflect on it.
Right. But, yeah, that's what I was saying, like, you know, just, and I was like, okay, we don't want you as part of our LGBT sandwich. I was like, okay, then fine. We'll have a pizza. And then Tech says, yeah, pizza with blackjack and hookers. I'm like, exactly. We'll have our own fucking pizza. You don't want to make us part of your sandwich? I don't like sandwiches anyway. We'll have a fucking pizza. You can keep your thing. We'll have our waifu pizza. And that's going to catch on one day. But, that's what it is. And anyway, one of the guys was saying, this one guy on YouTube, he basically said, I got to point this shit out because there's so many goddamn people into this shit. He basically said, because I was telling him, I said, look, this is technology. It's not going anywhere. It's only going to continue. And he said, well, that's why we need an economic collapse. That's why we need a collapse. So if we have a collapse and we go back to the pre-1900s, everything will be back to normal again.
He just watched Fight Club too much.
And he was saying, there's this book by some Russian guy, basically called The Industrial Revolution, basically talking about how the Industrial Revolution was a bad idea. I'm going to say,
That sounds like communism or socialism.
The whole reason he's doing this bullshit is because he wants to get laid. That's it. It's like he just wants mediocre pussy. He's like, well, back before technology, I could get laid back in the 1900s and 1800s. I didn't have to worry about it. It's like, dude,
because they were looking for traditional, they were looking for a man to help take care of them.
Right. And not only that, life was fucking hard. You want to go back to that? Like, you think you do. You think you do until you fucking go back to that.
I mean, we had a taste of women being independent in the 80s. Probably before that, they were doing their own thing, maybe 70s. But 60s and before, they were all too happy to hang at the house, cook a meal.
Oh, yeah. I know that. But what I'm saying is this guy's like, oh, We need to. He was saying the problem is we're advancing too fast. No. I was like, okay. There was a little thing that happened called the Dark Ages. Yeah. And there was no advancement because the church was basically the government. And they were like, no, we're not going to do this. We're all going to be fucking Amish. So people didn't really take showers. There was no baths, no running. You know, it was just absolute fucking shit. People died.
The clergy.
Yeah, people died. There was all kinds of famines and plagues and wars. You really want to go back to that, buddy? That's what you want? That's your pre-1900s fucking... Oh, that was the... He basically said mankind was at its peak prior to the 1900s.
And the thing about that, too, is it's not necessarily religion's fault as much as it was the people that said, modern medicine, that sounds like witchcraft.
Yeah.
We must burn them.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, there was a lot of,
But he's just some dumb... Either some soy or some incel that wants mediocre pussy. He's like, if I go back, I can have a wife and kids again. Oh, that's pretty much all that bullshit is.
Luck.
And I'm so...
You kind of ruined that for everybody.
And so he's like, okay, all right. First of all, I'm like, there's not just a button that somebody pushes to bring everything back to the fucking 1800s. To bring everything back to the 1800s, It requires an awful lot of pain. TFM has talked about this pain before. You should be very well aware of it. It includes a lot of fucking people dying. We're talking millions of billions of fucking people would probably die if they turned this shit back to the 1800s.
Well,
because...
I think they were trying to renew it this past plague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just had, I don't know if you'd covered this on a previous show, but it was either a week ago or the other day at one of the women from Pfizer, they had asked, did y'all test this, or how long did you test this before putting it out on the market?
They didn't test it at all.
They said, of course we didn't test it. We had, sometimes you had to move at the speed of science, and she was giggling while she was saying, they don't give a shit.
Uh-uh.
I was like, so, I mean, whatever's happening to people, that's going to be the study, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's going to be the study. So,
You want me to say something about what my brother told me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, my sister-in-law's in favor of getting the vaccine. My brother's against it. And she's like, well, all this... And I just told him the other day, I think a governor had posted about his whole family getting vaxxed and said his 14-year-old daughter was in the middle of her vaccinations and boosters. And then she died of a heart arrhythmia, which is what everyone's saying it can cause for you. So, I think that's not the full term for it. But anyway, he said, if she tries to push it or tries to do it behind my back, she might as well get the divorce papers written up.
Yep. Based. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I sure don't want it.
Oh, yeah.
I know when I was in the hospital with kidney transplant, they came in and they'd wanted to do the vaccine, and I'd already said, no, I don't want the vaccine. And, then they came in, said, how about the antibodies? I was fine with the antibodies because, it doesn't have anything to do with the vaccine. And Dana White from UFC's gotten it, and he definitely did his research before.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I think the last day I was in the hospital, they carried me to another floor because there was an outbreak of COVID. And
shit.
Then they're like, some idiot didn't get vaccinated or something like that. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's that idiotic to not put something in yet. You don't have any proof it works.
Right.
Plus, with people dropping dead, they try to say all these young athletes falling dead's some other disease, but it hadn't ever happened until people started getting shot in the arm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's ridiculous, man. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. So, I don't know, man, but I'm tired of these guys that go in here and, oh, I mean, you're gonna have a survivalist fucking hellhole. Survivalist fucking hellhole where nobody, like, I literally said to him, I was like, the people that wrote those books weren't prepared to have somebody beat down their door, shoot their fucking wife and kids, and basically, and them, shoot everybody and scrounge through their fucking cabinets for food. Because that's what happens in those situations. The people that write those books, oh, it was a good idea, yeah. But you don't realize what happens to people. Like, ain't nobody fucking Rambo tough that's gonna go in here and survive all this bullshit. You're gonna have gangs going around. It's gonna be like Mad Max. So, that's why, you know, society collapsing, while a lot of people want it, it's not the fucking greatest thing. I mean, it will collapse at some point, but, you know, people are like, oh, I want to collapse so I can get pussy. It's so fucking stupid. I mean, that's not exactly what he said, but that's more or less what he was going for.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, this technology is too much. People need to go back to the old days. I was like,
now, no. Even as shitty as the U.S. is, it's still better than any country you can think of as far as rights.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Canada, shit, they're getting everything taken from them.
Yeah, Cucknadia.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, it's just a pretty shitty thing all the way around. I don't care too much for it. I don't care with what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, I don't have much articles. Speaking of technology, there's new technique for decoding people's thoughts can now be done from a distance. Basically, they do a non-invasive brain scan technique called a fMRI. fMRI tracks the flow of oxygenated blood through the brain. Because active brain cells need more energy and oxygen, the transformation provides an indirect measure of brain activity. By its nature, the scanning method cannot capture real brain activity since the electrical signals released by brain cells move much more quickly than blood through the brain. But remarkably, the study authors found that they could use this imperfect proxy measure to decode the semantic meaning of people's thoughts, although they couldn't produce word-for-word translations. For the new study, which hasn't been peer-reviewed, they scanned the brains of one woman and two men in their 20s and 30s. Each participant listened to 16 hours of different podcasts and radio shows over several sessions. The team fed these scans into a computer algorithm which they called a decoder, which compared patterns in the audio to patterns in the recorded brain activity. The algorithm could take the fMRI recording and generate a story based on its content, and that story would match the original plot of the podcast or radio show pretty well. In other words, the decoder could infer what story each participant had heard based on their brain activity. That said, it did make some mistakes, like switching up characters' pronouns and the use of first and third person. It knows what's happening pretty accurately, but not who is doing the things. Okay. Additional tests, the algorithm could fairly accurately explain the plot of a silent movie that the participants watched in the scanner. It could even retell a story that they imagined telling in their heads. In the long term, the research aims to develop this technology so it can be used in brain-computer interfaces designed for people who can't speak or type. But it seems like they could have some nefarious things for it, too.
Yeah, probably.
Got another one just posted. Oh, this is... Hold on. This is gonna be paused for a minute. There we go. Okay. Teacher turned fitness model has to block former students to keep them from seeing her OnlyFans content. Why teach in the classroom when you can do some teaching behind a paywall on the internet? Many teachers made the career change during the pandemic, including Louise Roberts. 40-year-old quit her job as a math teacher to become a full-time fitness and OnlyFans model. It's been beneficial. She's grown her Instagram following to more than 185,000 to go along with more than 254,000 on TikTok. And yes, she has the body for it.
Oh, good night. Where was the teacher like that when I was in high school. Shit.
Yeah, she's fucking gorgeous. The large media following has helped her to create a sizable OnlyFans following, increase her earnings to more than $560,000 since leaving teaching. Doesn't mean there aren't some downsides. Elise revealed in a recent interview that some of her former students have found her social media accounts and attempted to message her. That's caused her to be vigilant about who's following her and block any of her former students. They find you on Instagram, don't she? She said. Like, oh my god, you used to teach me. You're well fit. And I'm like, blocked. They've got nothing else better to do, she continued. Obviously, it's big news. Miss Roberts is on OnlyFans. I've had to be careful about trying to block people. When I first started, I had people DMing me, so obviously I had to block them. Luis obviously didn't quit her job to create content for her former students. That says she knows they're going to make every attempt to get eye on her exclusive content. That just comes with the territory for former teachers turned OnlyFans models. Like other former teachers, former students trying to sneak a peek isn't going to cause her to close up shop. I've just had to try to accept the fact that there will be ex-students who will find me on there. They will try to screenshot something and send it to their mate, she said. I could get really upset about it, stop doing OnlyFans and close everything down, but then I've got to pay the bills and live my life. You can't blame her for that. The math here makes too much sense. She's found her true calling. It's a high-level content creator, not a teacher. Only until... the wall.
Well, not only that, eventually OnlyFans is going to crash because people, even the simps are going to realize that
right.
You're paying for it and you ain't getting anything physically out of it. What's the point?
Yeah. And of course, she's got a couple videos here.
What? You might have to send me that.
No, I'm sure.
Really?
In the spank bank it goes.
Here's the deal with that. It's really been happening a lot on Instagram where women will follow me and then they'll be like, hey, you can look me up on here. And
oh, yeah, and they'll
do that. It's always the OnlyFans. And I'm like, no, I don't pay for stuff that I could get for free. And anyway, if you're interested in the person's photos and they use their handle name on their Instagram, all you gotta do is look up so-and-so nude. And most of the time you can find all their Instagram photos.
Yep. On,
or not Instagram photo, OnlyFans photos yeah. online for free.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I pay for it if I can get it for free?
Now, we're gonna end with this. My husband has no idea that I deceive him to save cash. He thinks I get him coffee from Starbucks every morning. My wife has taken to social media to share the deceitful trick she does every morning to save her cash. Basically, a wife revealed how just with a few home ingredients you can skip the Starbucks line and save money. She bought a package of Starbucks cups and uses Costco coffee to create an at-home coffee shop. After filling the cup with ice, she lines it with caramel syrup and pours in silk milk. Then Carissa adds the Costco coffee, whipped cream, and finishes off with a caramel drizzle. After handing the cup to him, her husband takes a sip and exclaims, now I can get the day started. Carissa captioned the post, I deceive my husband every morning and save money. Despite Carissa's convincing cup, users took to the comments questioning whether her husband actually knew about the trick. One user pointed out, if this was real, I'm sure he would notice her not leaving the house and the fact that his name wasn't on the cup. Another chimed in with her story. I did a similar trick like this with my husband with iced tea and went on for 3 months. A third viewer joked, when one day he goes to Starbucks and wonder why it tastes a little different than his morning cup. While it's unclear if her husband is on the hack, recreating at home could save you a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Honestly, if they can't tell the difference, then I'd tell them, like, hey, you just saved $6.
Oh, wow. Holy crap. Nightmare just posted a bunch from his new doll. He's got a Slip Mouth doll, which is a brand new doll. He absolutely loves it. It looks like something out of Silent Hill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's something somebody had it custom, and he had to have it.
I don't know that I'd try to fuck it, but...
He has, I'm sure. He has, I'm sure. Oh, there's pictures. There's some videos of this, too. Only in my server, folks. If you want to know what we're talking about, you'll have to come into the server and see. And you can get your own Slitmouth doll if you want. I'm pretty sure Nightmare and Rock and Rollin' Dolls can help you with that. Because Rock and Rollin' Dolls, of course, they do several shows. Constant up-to-date doll news. Always talking about the latest models, the latest little hacks and new things that they're doing for dolls, you know. So if you want to know about doll news, doll companies, anything about dolls, check out Rock and Rollin' Dolls. Oh! And if you want a spinning robot pussy to put in those dolls, you can go to spinningrobotpussy.com and support Revy. Now, Revy was going to do an interview today, but we decided we wanted to do our Halloween Horror Month still. So we're going to hit Revy up in November to continue our conversation. So I know you guys want to see that. And definitely support Revy at spinningrobotpussy.com again. And you can also get the Follow Me Eyes for your little creepy... Like, I watched a little bit of Conjuring, and I'm like, yeah, but it's all about this doll. And I was like, it's not even that creepy. It's like I wonder if they do a Conjuring based on a sex doll.
Conjuring.
That would be interesting. I was like, dude, if my doll started doing all kinds of crazy shit, I'd be all for it. It's like... Sweet, it moves!
Oh, you're talking about the...
Yeah, because apparently, like, they were saying... I didn't watch the whole thing because it's a slow fucking burn. Yeah. But basically, what they were saying is, oh, no, it doesn't possess the doll. It uses the doll as a conduit.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, use the doll as a conduit so I can have a real life situation.
The real doll was a large Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, was it?
Yep. They have a museum, I can't think of their names, but...
I wonder why they changed it. Probably copyright.
Well, they try to make it look a little scarier than a Raggedy Ann doll.
Right.
Raggedy Ann, I remember there's a book my mom would read to me when I was younger. It's Raggedy Ann and Andy Go to the Haunted Caves or something mm-hmm. like that. And I thought, oh man, this artwork looks cool. But, yeah. That's the most I know anything about Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, on that note, this will be the Grim Lord of Dead Penetration. I think we're going to be out of here for the Grim Rant show. We'll do longer ones of these, but, you know, we've got movies and so many other things that we do now. We still want to kind of keep you up to date on some of the things that are going on and, you know, basically have a place where we can rant and talk about things.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, check out Ellie Clips. That basically, there's a video from Ellie Clips. L-E-L-L-I-E Clips. It's called... Let me see. Let me get that again. I want to make sure that you guys get this video. Know your value. It's Nick Rakita from Rakita Law, and he gives a great fucking speech. Me and DP both listened to it, and it was great. Really good. It definitely, like, it tells you. It's like, I mean, he tells you. He says, literally, if you think all you're worth is to be a fry cook, then take your head and put it in the fucking grease. Just put it in that hot grease.
Don't listen to others trying to tell you you're limited to only these things.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. It's like, if that's all you think you're worth, you might as well take yourself out. Because you're worth so fucking much more than that. Like, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I was offered something. And I refused it because they weren't going to pay me for it.
It was it something. And I said, if I'm
listen to this. There was somebody that offered me something that I would want to do. I'm not going to explain what it was, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but it's something I would definitely want to do. But.
Well, now it sounds like people would want to know what you're talking about.
I can't explain it because I don't want to throw anybody on the bus or get any because it revolves around a corporation. It revolves around not so much a corporation, but a brand and a long running brand. I would definitely want to be a part of it. However, they don't currently have the funds. Now, if they do get the funds, I will definitely try again. But they not only wanted me to use my skills, but they wanted to train others in how to use my in how to basically do what I was doing. They basically wanted me to teach people. I would have gladly done it for money, for you know, my worth.
Well, definitely money.
I would have done it for my worth, but I wouldn't have done it for free. And I told him, I said, you know, I wish you great success with this. You know, I'm too busy. I'm not going to have time, you know. And I told him, I said, I can't do this for free. It's like, I even explained it. I said, before we even get started, I know you're going to tell me that you don't have any money, but I just can't do it for free anymore.
Yeah.
I've done this stuff, the thing I'm talking about, I've done for over a decade. So I have the experience, I have the skill, and I deserve to be paid my worth. I'm tired of not being paid. And again, employers don't give a shit about you. They don't fucking care about you.
They need you for the purpose.
They need you for the purpose they hired you for.
And sometimes
they don't care
about
you. They only want you to be a fucking grunt worker.
Now, that might not be all employers.
But most. Most employers do not fucking care about you.
Yeah.
Now, there are definite... So, I mean...
Maybe we're a little cynical because of where we've been working
for a while.
Where
we've been, but I've... Yeah, but at the same time, we've seen people... I mean, we know people that have been in these positions. And they talk about how much they suck and how awful it is. Yes, it sucks. You do it for the fucking money. You know, I'm making, what, $13 an hour? $13 an hour. $13 and some change. And, basically, yeah, that's shit. There's people making $15, and even Nick was like, $22, you're worth more than $22 an hour. You're worth more than that, even. He's like, basically, sell your story. Everybody can sell their story. If you've got everybody, he believes everybody has a story. And that's true. Everybody does have a story. There's a guy right now that is doing the FUMO thing. You know, and he's got a story that he's trying to tell with his FUMOs. And he's trying to make a name for himself. Mm-hmm. There's so many people trying to do different things. If you have a story to tell, tell it. And you don't have to have YouTube. You can do it on Rumble. You can do it on BitChute. You can do it on...
There's ways to get
so
your...
many other places that you can do it. I
on,
mean...
Roku, they've had things where you can get your
yeah,
own
there's,
channel.
Yeah, I know. There's so many other things that you can do. It's great. So don't sell yourself short. If you're, you know, feeling... Like, I've been feeling really down because I'm like... I'm at that point where I'm tired of it. Like, I'm at that point where I want to move on to something else. So I'm thinking about just getting on the internet and, as I said, getting into copywriting because I've been doing it my whole life and didn't know you could make money off of it. I didn't know that reviewing... There's people on Reddit looking for making up fake product reviews. I've been reviewing real products for over 10 years now. I've reviewed games. I've reviewed movies. I've reviewed music. All kinds of music. I've reviewed a lot of things. There's a lot of things I can review.
Flamboozles and Samsoozles. All kind of things.
You know, there's a game right now. It's under my handle. If you go to GOG and you look at the best-selling games... You'll see the one that I reviewed, and only one I've reviewed in a very long time. You'll see that review count is 8, because I don't review games there often. But I love this game so much. I bought it again, and I mentioned this on the open mic, but I bought Alternate Dimension Diary, because I love that fucking game. And guess what? It is a best-selling game on GOG right now. And there's my review and one other review. I gave it 5 stars and people love it. And I promoted it on their forums. Oh, they've banned me from their forums because me and a military guy got into an argument. Which we actually, you know, we got into a big debate. It got into hardcore shit. And then after that, after all was said and done, you know, I said, you know what? Let's stop all this. Let's forget this. And he actually said, you know what? I think I'm going to buy one of these games anyway. So not only did I get them a sale, But I ended it on good terms because I noticed that his debating always came with bringing you down, which is common in the military. Because they always bring each, you know, they always
you
have...
You sperm burping.
Yeah.
10 more pushups, yeah. I'm going to kick you in the fucking face.
Yeah, that's what he did. Stuff like, not that hardcore, but yeah, you could tell. And I said, you must have been in the military. And then all of a sudden he said to me, he said, yes, sir, I did. And I was like, oh, I said, well, thank you for your service. He respected that. He changed his tune when I thanked him for his service. You know, because to me that actually means something, you know. There's a lot of military guys I have worked with, have known over the years. Remember, I almost got into the Navy, except my coordination was not up to par. So I didn't make it. But I passed the ASVAB. I passed the ASVAB with flying colors. I had an 88 on there. So that was pretty good. They said that was one of the higher scores they had in my area. They said that was the highest score in my area at the time. So, yeah. And I was even guessing on some of the harder, being a dick questions was basically the best way I could put it. Because that's they felt like, those logic puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
But those were fun. I got respect for that. And all of a sudden, you know, I said, look, I'm just, because he was calling my game silly and crappy and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, fine. I'll let you do what you do, and I'll play my crappy games. He came back and he said, "You know what? They're not crappy." And he's like, "Look, I'm not gonna hate on anybody's game taste at all." Mm-hmm. And he said, "I'm not trying to ban any of these adult games. I'm not in for any of that." He just said, "You know, I thought they were kind of silly, and I really don't get it." And I was like, "That's fine." And we pretty much got over it. And of course, both of us got banned. And you know what's crazy? People on the forums, they started going on that post and they're like, I can't believe they deleted everything. Because there were actually good posts in this. Like, there were posts in that resulted in a wish list thing. And there was some conversations I've had with people that were actually good in there. And they said they didn't even realize that there was problem solving. Me and him actually got over our differences.
Well,
and they're like, no, the mods over there are only paid to do whatever. They're paid by the hour. They're literally people paid by the hour. They don't care. And he's like, I had to delete 3 pages. You're both banned. And he banned me till Christmas. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck, really, Gog, you know? Because anybody that was actually going to sit there, you know, I would have sat there and looked through everything. I guess maybe he's slow. He's Polish, so maybe he doesn't really understand the English language that well. But it's a Polish company.
I've met Polish people that are intelligent.
No, I said he's Polish. I didn't say he was stupid. I said he was Polish, so he might not have a good grasp on some of the language terms that we're using.
I've got a good Polish joke for you. So, two Polish people are out hunting. One accidentally shoots the other, runs them to the emergency room. About 20 minutes later, the doctor comes out and says, sorry, we couldn't save your friend. We did everything we could. And he is heartbroken. He's so disturbed. And he said, sir, is there anything I could have done to save his life? He said, well, it would have helped if you hadn't have field dressed him first.
Which got him.
Those that don't know good hunting terms.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that one, we will see you next time on the Grim Rant Show. And I am out.
Later.
Joy to the climb.